The Troika is back in town, well, sort of. This week, officials from the European Commission, the European Central Bank and the IMF are meeting with staff from the Central Bank and NAMA too. They're surprised by opposition to water charges and have given their views on a range of topics, including, as we heard earlier on the news, the Central Bank's proposal on home deposits for people taking out mortgages. Let's get more now from our business editor, David Murphy, who's on the line. Morning, David.
Good morning, Fran.
Let's start with the water. What is their view on the fixed charge?
Well, basically, sources close to the European Commission, which is part of the Troika, they're surprised at the revision to the water charges. They have issues with the flat charges, which are now going to be imposed until the 1st of January 2019. They think that those flat charges could be improved upon. I think the biggest issue of all is this question over whether or not Irish Water can remain off the government's books, because were Europe's statistical agency, Eurostat, to decide actually this has to go on the government's books, well, then it has huge implications for the state's finances, for its debt and deficit figures. And that really is a key part of Ireland's agreement with the EU and the IMF, because Ireland said we're going to bring down our debt to a certain level and we're going to reduce our deficit to a certain level. And that is the big thing that I think the Troika are looking at. And so what will happen is that in April, the statistical agency Eurostat will decide whether or not this goes on the government's books or not. And if it does go on the government's books, well, then that could prove to be a significant issue.
And if it doesn't, it is another issue entirely. David, on the issue of what we've seen announced in recent weeks by the Central Bank, this 20% deposit for those taking out a mortgage to buy a home and lending not exceeding a certain amount, do we have any indication of what their view on that is?
Yeah, they think that that is a good idea. And the reason why they think so is that when countries introduce a 20% mandatory deposit for home buyers and they introduce a income to loan ratio, and what the central bank is discussing is introducing one of 3.5 times somebody's income by way of loan would be okay. When those type of criteria are introduced, and it has happened in many countries, it does prevent the risk of a property collapse. Now, obviously, when the central bank suggested this proposal originally, we had politicians raising issues with it. Indeed, the Taoiseach Joan Burton on Morning Ireland said that she thought that the figure was high. We've had the CEOs of the banks who've appeared before the Oireachtas hearings raising issues with it, and we've had mortgage lenders raising issues with it. So I think that really they can see that the central bank is under a good deal of pressure on this proposal, and what they're saying is that, look, you've just come through a property collapse. These are the type of measures you need to introduce to make sure you don't have another one. But I guess if you're a home buyer, you're trying to pull together a deposit, it's the last thing you want to hear.
David, I thought we were done with the Troika. Does what they say now matter?
It does to a certain extent. They don't have the enforcement powers they once did. But if Ireland breaks some of its commitments, particularly in relation to debt and deficit, then it could clearly become an issue. The main thing that the Troika is keeping an eye on is whether or not Ireland is going to be able to repay the money that it borrowed from the Troika. And if it can continue to repay the money it borrowed from the Troika and keep within the debt and deficit targets, then other than publishing reports giving out about Ireland, then there's not a lot more it can do about it.
All right, David Murphy, our business editor, thank you for that.